This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of people are protesting on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as part of the March on Washington commemoration. Civil rights advocates are highlighting the scourge of police and vigilante violence against Black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Thousands have crowded the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III told those gathered that they need to carry on the legacy of his father and the late Congressman John Lewis.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble and do it nonviolently. Remember that in the fight against injustice, nonviolence doesn't mean passive acceptance. It means peaceful resistance.
Satellite march events are planned in a handful of states, including South Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. President Donald Trump has issued a full pardon to Alice Johnson, a Black woman who received a life sentence for a first-time drug offense and whose cause was taken up by the celebrity Kim Kardashian West. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Alice Johnson served more than two decades of a life term for a nonviolent drug offense before the president commuted her sentence in 2018.
He had compassion, and he acted.
That was Johnson last night at the convention and today in the Oval Office.
We're taking Alice from a commutation to a full pardon,
which erases Johnson's conviction. The president's been highlighting criminal justice reform as he tries to reach African-American voters before the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com.